Now, back to the Borley Rectory.
All right.
Now, there's a book, several books. Are the books by Harry Price in print anymore?
Well, I ended up getting hold of several copies of a reprint of his original, The Most Haunted House in England. I have those available.
Right.
His second book, The End of Borley Rectory, was not reprinted, but I do have some original copies of that.
Right.
And then my own private collection is a couple of bookcases full of my mother and Borley. Then I have like, maybe five or six cases of other type books that I've gathered up.
Now, you also have, don't you sell some books?
Well, what I do, I go out and I try to find stories that have Mom in them.
Right.
Sometimes I don't know. So I'll buy a couple of copies of the book. If one of them says something about Mom, I'll keep it and then sell the other one.
There you go. Ghostbooks.com, isn't it?
Right.
Hey, not a bad deal. You gotta love dead people, I'm telling you. They're a happy little group. Now, with the Borley Rectory.
Hey, Mark, you know what an agnostic is?
What's that?
My mother said that an agnostic is someone who doesn't believe in God until they're trapped in the bottom of a collapsed mine.
Hey, I'll tell you something. When I was a kid and I was in trouble, there were some times I was very close to heaven. Very close.
Mom enjoyed the ghost. She really did. At one time, she couldn't find her purse, and so she spoke out loud. She says, "Where is my purse?" And sure enough, when she came back into the next room, there it was sitting on the table waiting for her.
So your mom's, the things your mom encountered at the Borley Rectory weren't malevolent?
No, except for the time where she got hit in the eye and a couple other minor instances. But all in all, overall, it wasn't a bad experience for her. And she would not have left if it hadn't been for Lionel's ill health.
Right.
But then she was a very fun-loving person. I mean, you know, she loved plays and... little stories. She had a son named Ian, and they put a sheet on a rope. And when this one fellow, Francois Darlis, came by, they pulled it and just scared the bejeebers out of him. They had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, that mom, what a kidder. Now the rectory burnt down in the 30s,
right,
the late 30s.
39.
You have on your site, borleyrectory.com, a picture from a Life magazine.
Right.
A real quick synopsis, what happened in that picture?
Harry Price, the main instigator, in 1944, took a Life photographer and reporter to the site while they were tearing it down. While they were playing around with different views with the camera, they didn't realize what was going on until the pictures were developed. They saw a brick in midair. The closest workman there, working in the rubble, was like, 30, 40 feet away, and his back was toward the brick. Other people say that they posed the picture, they threw the brick themselves, but it's a famous picture. Life magazine did not print it in 1944. They waited several years to print it.
No kidding. Just because it was so odd and so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did a great job on the website, especially blowing up that one piece to see, ooh, well, there it is. So it depends upon what you want to believe. The shifting sands of what is always change.
Right.
You know, so you'll have revisionists, et cetera. Look at our own history.
And you'll never convince some people.
Oh, no. No, but there's something out there. Finally, there is recorded, quote-unquote, proof. And again, doubters will say it's just a bunch of baloney, but well-documented. Very quickly, can you tell us a little bit about that recording that you sent me and I listened to?
You bet. In the 70s, some people were determined to find something in the church because there was nothing left at the rectory. They put up their recorders. Recorders and cameras have a bad habit of going bad. You'll take pictures at home and they'll be okay. Go to the Borley and they'll think out on you. You go home and take pictures and they'll be okay, all on the same roll. Tape recorders do the same thing. The tapes spin off of the reels back when they had reel-to-reel tape recorders.
Right.
And these investigators put the tape recorders down in several different places, several distant, different visits. And some of the sounds they got were just incredible.
Oh, they're terrifying.
Doors mean where there are no doors.
No doors, the things
footsteps.
Moving. Footsteps, that sigh, that audible. I think that messed with me. Yeah, I slept with the covers over the head on that night.
Yeah.
And we would play some, being that this is a radio show, but they're owned by some really angry Scottish guy.
Yes, they are.
So, yeah, ain't going to happen. I'm not going to let you play it, you stupid American pig. Let's go to one more call. I've got Mark here.